Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We are here in the third week of September, and we are continuing our theme with Everything Baby. Our wonderful sponsor, Ace Handyman Services of Greater Wausau, has given us free rein to talk all about babies. And we have our next guest here because, as you guys have been following along at home, we are helping out the community partners with and the Knights of Columbus with a diaper drive. So today's guest is Mandy Spiegelberg. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And you are from the Neighbor's Place, so I'm going to have you tell everybody what you do at the Neighbor's Place.
Sure. So I am currently, I started with the Neighbor's Place about 3 years ago, and I started volunteering. And because of the work that the Neighbor's Place does, I really wanted to get involved more. So when a paid position came open, I applied and was granted the position. At that time, I took over the task of office manager and also the manager of the Baby's Place.
Which is why you're here today, because they sent you to talk about the Baby's Place.
Yes, absolutely.
And this is a very big deal. Now, this is the second annual diaper and baby hygiene drive, right? And the Knights of Columbus, the Wausau chapter, is spearheading this. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us how the community partners and the Baby's Place got involved with them?
Sure. Actually, the Knights of Columbus reached out to us last year and did the first annual diaper drive in September, right around the time of National Diaper Awareness Week. And it was a great successful drive last year, and this year everyone that is involved with the Knights of Columbus and this particular drive are just hitting it out of the park, and we're very much looking forward to it.
And it seems like there's a lot of moving parts, and these guys are doing fantastic.
They are. We are very thankful for everyone that's involved.
And it's such an immediate need for our community, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that quick before we get into all that? Because I have questions to ask you about other stuff, too.
Sure, absolutely. So there was a survey that was conducted by the National Diaper Bank, and 3 years ago, the diaper need was 1 in 3 children were experiencing diaper need. And they did a more recent study, and it has bumped up to 1 in 2 children are in diaper need. And so we know the need is out there. And just since I have taken over the position of the program manager of the Baby's Place 2.5 years ago, we have seen our numbers go up 150%. So
wow.
We were servicing about 150 to 200 children each month about 2.5 years ago. And now we are distributing diapers to over 500 children.
Wow, that is amazing and saddens me at the same time.
Yes.
That we have to help that much. But it's amazing that you guys are doing that.
Yes.
And that brings us to our questions. I'm going to start with, because every new guest has to answer these questions for us.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, so it's Wellness Wednesday. So the whole theme here is about wellness. So when I say wellness, what does that mean to you?
So thinking about what wellness personally means to me, I would say there are 3 different aspects that I see in my personal life for wellness. One would be what I think a lot of people automatically go to, and it's that physical wellness, right? So how is my body doing? But for me also, it's mental health, and so my social well-being, and then also my spiritual well-being.
And what do you do for yourself to keep yourself well?
Several different things, and it ebbs and flows. So at some period in time, I may be focusing more on my physical well-being. At some point in time, it might be more of the social well-being, but always trying to make sure I'm at an even keel with all 3 of those. But if we're talking about my physical well-being, nature is my jam. So spending as much time outside as possible, incorporating with that is going on walks and just keeping myself physically active. Some weeks I'm better at that than others, but it's something that I try to keep in the forefront of my mind, that I have to keep my body active.
Absolutely. And what a great way to do it is just being outside.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm a farm girl from central Wisconsin. So any chance I get, I spend time at my parents' farm and helping them with their beef cows and chickens and all that. So
nice. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to break right now because we're at that point. So we're going to break. And then when we come back, we'll talk about what you do to help others with their wellness. So we are going to hear from Ace Handyman Services, Greater Wausau. And then we'll be right back with Mandy Spiegelberg, Office Manager and Program Manager at the Baby's Place. Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for hanging out and sticking with us on this third Wellness Wednesday in September, where we are talking everything baby. This is September, is we're gonna make, we made it all babies because of this wonderful event from the Neighbor's Place, the second annual Diaper and Baby Hygiene Drive, which has been spearheaded by the Knights of Columbus Wausau chapter. And again, today we have Mandy Spiegelberg here with us, and she had just told us about what wellness means to her and what she does for herself. So she's a farm girl from right around here and likes to be outside. And I think a lot of us agree with that.
Yes.
And now what we want to talk about is what you do for others. So people that are listening right now, not everybody has a baby in their life, but I bet you know one. You know, maybe you don't have one, maybe in your immediate family, but you have friends and you have fringe family that, has children, mm-hmm. and there's a huge need in our community. Mm-hmm. So tell us about being the office manager at the Neighbor's Place and what the program manager of the Baby's Place does.
Sure. So as a program manager of the Baby's Place, I would say one of my number one priorities is to make sure that we have the diapers in stock that we are seeing our guests needing. So at the Baby's Place, we offer sizes newborn through 7 for diapers and sizes for pull-ups 2T, 3T to 4T, 5T. So if families are eligible, they're able to come and get a pack of diapers, and in the packs, of our diapers, it is 75 diapers or 50 pull-ups. And that's supposed to equate to the need of like 1/3 of the month need of the diapers. And we know that families and for the children that when they're experiencing diaper need, that can really have an adverse effect on not only the child, but the whole family. So we know that keeping children in diapers longer physically can have real negative effects. So diaper rash, infection, things on those lines. So if the families are able to diaper their children as often as needed, then that will prohibit maybe doctor visits or other things on those lines. But also for the child, not only the physical need, but also the emotional need. We know that when basic needs aren't being met of children, that can have lifelong effects on the children. And then looking at the entire family, if a family feels like they cannot provide those basic needs for children, we know that that can have adverse effect, especially social, emotional, for those, that entire family. So we're trying to help on those different aspects for those, not only the child, but the family as well.
Sure. And you had mentioned when you and I were talking, you have a background in education and mental health.
Yes.
So tell us really briefly about that to let everybody know that you actually have skills in this field too.
Yes, absolutely. So right out of grad school, I was a school counselor for 14 years. So I'm very passionate with helping people and looking at both meeting the basic needs of individuals, but also the social emotional needs. Because I feel that in our society, sometimes that's overlooked. And if those basic needs aren't being met, people are having a really hard time just functioning day to day. So I'm passionate. I feel grateful that I'm able to work for the Neighbor's Place and really focus on the Baby's Place as well to help people navigate the needs that aren't being met. Because really our goal, and I think everyone else's goal, is to help people be productive members of society. And so if those basic needs aren't being met, that's really difficult for people. And we are there every day trying to help in the ways that we can.
Sure. And I know one of the things we wanted to mention too is you guys aren't alone on an island. You have partners.
We absolutely do. We are proud to partner with Head Start of Marathon County, the Boys and Girls Club here in town. We also are in partnership with the Community Resource Fair in the Abbotsford area. So we're getting our diapers to those families that are accessing those services at the Head Start Boys and Girls Club Community Resource Fair. So being able to provide the diapers to those organizations to then give out to the families that are accessing their services makes the individuals have to do one last stop maybe to stop at the Baby's Place.
Yeah. And of course, we're out of time because it goes so fast, but we do have to podcast time yet. So I want to get some of the details for these partners onto that. But I would like you to wrap us up, Mandy, and tell us again who you are, where to get a hold of you, and what you do there.
Absolutely. So my name is Mandy Spiegelberg. I'm the office manager for the Neighbor's Place and the program manager for the Baby's Place. We are located at 360 Grand Ave. You can visit our website, neighborsplace.org, to get all the details. And if you know someone that is experiencing diaper need, please encourage them to look us up and get our information, because we are happy to be doing what we're doing and very grateful for our partners.
Thank you so much, Mandy. Thank you for all the good work you do for our community and what you're going to do for the community. It has been very good to meet you guys and be part of this wonderful event. I know we're going to do more things together besides this diaper drive, but this is just the first thing, and it is a big need for our community. So I hope everybody pitches in, and even if you can just do one little thing, mm-hmm. right? And there's going to be many drop-off locations that we'll be posting on the website as well. But if you're in doubt, just take them to the Neighbor's Place.
Yep, absolutely.
If you need like off-hours times, give a call, yep. and you guys can set up when you can donate. Right?
Absolutely, yes. And thank you so much for having us and partnering with us. We are extremely excited, and every little bit helps. And we are grateful to the community for allowing us to be able to do what we do.
Absolutely. And we'll be talking to you again, because it's not, you know, today is not the only day about babies. This is not the only month about babies. We always have babies. We always have a need in our community.
Absolutely.
So we'll have you back, and we'll talk some exciting stuff for the holidays, maybe.
Great. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks so much again, Mandy Spiegelberg, office manager of the Neighbor's Place and program manager of the Baby's Place. September, everything babies. Watch for this diaper drive. Please help if you can. And, you know, if you can't do it in this time frame, they're always accepting stuff. So thank you guys all for listening and hanging out with us on this third Wednesday of September. And thank you to Ace Handyman Services for sponsoring Wellness Wednesday. We will see you guys next week.